Turkey claims that Syrian government has used chemical weapons against Syrians. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkish intelligence proves Damascus has fired several missiles containing chemical material. Ankara's allegations goes against UN report that insurgents may have used the forbidden weapons. The U.S. calls for a political solution in Syria, saying the current situation could make militant extremists stronger. The U.S. Secretary of State says all parties must try to find a political solution to the crisis in Syria. John Kerry is warning the current path of bloodshed is unsustainable. Several explosions in Pakistan's northwest have killed people and injured over a dozen others. The bombs went off near the election offices of candidates running for parliament in North Waziristan. The violence against candidates has increased ahead of Saturday's general elections. Taliban militants say permanent U.S. bases in Afghanistan mean permanent occupation. The Taliban say they will not allow the Americans and their allies to have a permanent presence in the country. This comes as Afghan President Hamid Karzai said the U.S. plans to establish 9 permanent military bases across Afghanistan. The British Embassy in Libya says it is pulling out some of its staff from the country. The UK diplomatic mission says it has taken the decision due to an uptick in violence as well as the political uncertainty in the North African country. Earlier in the day, a police station in the capital, Benghazi, was bombed. More hopefuls are registering to run for Iran president. Independent Mohsen Rezai, reformist Mohammad Reza Aref, and principalist Gholam Ali Haddad Adel are the latest among others to enroll for the June 14th election. The registration will end on Saturday. Israel's plans to build new settler units in the occupied Palestinian territories draw negative reactions from both Palestinians and Americans. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to sabotage the U.S. moves to restart the so-called peace talks frozen in 2010. Washington has also warned that the move is marring the U.S. efforts to revive the talks. And 17 days after a garment factory building collapsed in Bangladesh, rescuers have pulled a female survivor alive from under the rubble. More than 1,000 people have died after the 9-story building caved in the capital, Dhaka.